الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النهار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون، ولا تؤمنوا إلا لمن تبع دينكم قل إن الهدى هدى الله أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم أو يحاجوكم عند ربكم قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we spoke about how the Yahud wished and desired to mislead and misguide the believers. And in order to achieve that, they would plot and plan and devise evil schemes in order, in the hope that these Muslims will then follow them one day and return from Islam and enter into shirk and kufr again. In the current verse that we have just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly shows us one specific stratagem that they attempted, and again they failed in this. And they attempted this, they failed in it, but they did this to trick the Muslims into accepting kufr and shirk again after they had become Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, a group from the Ahlul Kitab, namely the Yahud. What did they say? آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ. They said, what you should do is bring iman in that kitab which is revealed upon the believers at the beginning of the morning. So in other words, in the morning, you Yahud, you should bring iman. So the Muslims will see you that you brought iman. But at the end of the day, وَكْفُرُوا آخِرَهُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. At the end of the day, make kufr, disbelieve again. If you do this, this could be a way to trick the Muslims into returning into shirk. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Perhaps they will return into shirk because they will say, what has happened here? Yeah, we had seen some people bringing iman. So these Jews brought iman in the morning. But something must have went wrong here in this deen that made these Yahud return to their religion, their former religion. So this will cause tashkik, this will cause doubts then, it will instill doubts, grave doubts in the hearts of the believers, and it could be a means for them to return to their shirk, to their former religions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in some mufassirin mentioned that this verse was actually revealed regarding two Yahud, Ka'b bin al-Ashraf and Malik ibn Sayf. These two Yahudis, what did they do? They said, "Aminu billadhi unzila 'ala alladhina amanu." The meaning of this is, they said, perform salah with the believers, wajh al-nahar, in the morning. That is, read salah to subh, read fajr salah with the Muslims. So the Muslims will see that you attended the prayer, you attended the salah, and you read salah with them. But wakfuru akhirahu, at the end of the day, and when you perform the salah, of course you'll be facing the Kaaba also. But at the end of the day, what you should do, perform salah away from the Muslims, but here you must face Baytul Maqdis and stop facing the Kaaba. So when the Muslims will look at this, they see how in the morning these people followed the Kaaba, they faced the Kaaba, they read salah with us, but at the end of the day, at the time of Asr, before Ghurubu Shams, when it came to salah, then they faced Baytul Maqdis. Again, this could be a means of turning the Muslims from iman and returning them into the former religion, which was shirk and kufr. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Then, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ. And we know, they tried, and they continue, and they will continue to try, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from their makar. They just hate Islam, and they want to deceive Muslims at every given opportunity. Allah says, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ. Yahud would say to one another, that listen, don't believe anybody, except for that person who follows your deen, your religion. So if somebody is a Yahudi, then you listen to him. Follow him. Whatever he tells you, believe in that. Accept that. In other words, don't listen to the Muslims. The Muslims will tell you that, you know what, Quran is the word of Allah, Muhammad is the final prophet. Don't listen to it. Qul, Allah says, you think your deen is on guidance? Qul innal huda huda Allah. Listen, guidance is actually the guidance of Allah. It doesn't belong to you. Ayyu'ta ahad. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا أَيُّؤْتَ أَحَدٍ. They would say, don't believe that anybody could be given the likeness of what you are given. In other words, oh you Yahud, what we have been privileged with, what bounties we had been given from the side of Allah, definitely no other person can get the same. We got ilm, we had man and salwa that came to us from Jannah, we had falqul bahr bi Musa alayhi wasalam, split the sea, and they were from Bani Israel, the Yahud. So they say that definitely no other person can be given the likeness of what we are given. أَوْ يُحَاجُّوكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. And also don't believe the following, that you know what, on the day of Qiyamah they're going to come with their deen, and they're going to debate, and they're going to argue and dispute with you and win the better of you on that day by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That can never happen. Why? Because we are sure, and we know for a fact, لِأَنَّنَا our deen is أَصَحُ دِينًا. Our deen is correct, and the deen of the Muslims are incorrect. Ma'adallah. Allah says, قُلْ تَلَبُ Muhammad. Inna al-fadla biyadi Allah. You're talking about bounties, you're talking about being privileged with all these ni'am. It all belongs to Allah. It's in the hands of Allah. Bounties in the hands of Allah. If Allah wants to give bounty, if Allah wants to give ni'am to whomsoever He wills, nobody can withhold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from doing such things. Yu'tihi may yasha. Allah gives it to whomsoever will. How sure are you that nobody is going to be given the likeness of what you are given? Wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah is bounteous. Allah is bounteous. Allah is alim, and He knows what He's doing. And then Allah says, if you're talking about nubuwa, you're talking about guidance, that it is only you people who are rightly guided and not the Muslims, and nubuwa can only come from Bani Israel and not from the Arab. Listen, Allah assigns His rahmah, His mercy, in other words, His nubuwa. He gives it to whomsoever He wills. He specifically chooses for this rahmah whomsoever He wills. And remember, wallahu dhul fadril azim. Allah is the possessor of tremendous bounty. Allah is the possessor of great bounty. So when we ask, whatever we need to ask, all our hajjat, the fadl and the bounties are all there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's such an easy thing just to lift our hands, lift our begging bowls, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continuously shower His ni'am and His bounties upon us at all the time. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.